The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
We're still journeying together through the story of the women of the Bible. We've been looking at a couple of them, and today we continue without even pausing for a moment. For the last couple of days, we've been looking at various women. Yesterday, we looked at Martha. The day before, we were talking about Mary. Monday, we spoke about Deborah. Last week, we spoke about Delilah as well as Rahab. And today, we continue the conversation looking at the life and the ministry of Hannah. Now, a lot of us may know Hannah, might remember Hannah, might be saying, ah, Kosi, her name sounds familiar. I might not remember who she is. Basically, long story short, she is the wife of Elkanah, but the mother of Samuel. And now, when we think about Samuel, we know all that Samuel did, and we understand the value of Samuel the prophet in the rest of history, into the rest of the scripture. But before we get to see the blessing that Samuel is, we see the heartbreak and the desperation of a mother. Basically, the story is that Elkanah had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other one was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. And for years and years, she always tried to have children. But as it says in the scripture, in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse 5, it says, but to Hannah, the Lord had closed her womb. She was unable to have children. And in verse 6, because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year after year, and whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. And this carried on for a very long time. In actual fact, Elkanah was even saying, hey, don't you think I love you? I love you more than 10 sons. I love you more than the children you can bring me. I love you. Don't you find that to be worth much more? But we see this contention between Hannah and the Lord. In actual fact, we actually see this moment where she says, Lord, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. And this is what we're seeing Hannah going on to see. And Hannah dedicates the son that she's saying, hey, I want to be able to have this child. But now, fast forward, we look into the entire life and the story of Hannah, and we just go, okay, this is a lot going on here. And I think a lot of us can find ourselves in this place of contending and really wrestling with God, saying, Lord, we're really trusting you for this, but it's just not coming together. But I look into the life of Hannah, and I'm just like, man, oh man, there's so much that one can see from the life and the story of Hannah. One of the first few things that we see from the life and the story of Hannah is definitely found in the fact that she was persistent in her prayer and brought all before God. The scripture speaks about how Hannah was angry with God and wept before the Lord. Despite the difficult circumstances she faced, Hannah persistently prayed to God. Can you imagine? The scripture actually speaks about how this went on year after year after year. It wasn't that it wasn't happening in 2 years. No, year after year, she was persistent before God, bringing it to God in prayer. In actual fact, in 1 Samuel 1, verse 13, Hannah, verse 12 actually, she kept on praying to the Lord, and Eli, the priest, observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. And Eli said, he thought she was drunk. How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. But in verse 15, she says, not so, my Lord. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Friend, I don't know about you. I look at this and I'm just like, Lord, do I have the ability to be persistent in prayer? The ability to have, how can I say, long-suffering, like sort of persistence in prayer, and to bring everything to you? In verse 16, she says, I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. And I'm just like, Lord, I mean, it takes a certain type of honesty for one to be able to come to you, even in the brokenness, to say, Lord, I'm growing my relationship with you by also not sugarcoating where I am. Because I don't think it catches God by surprise. At times, we may believe that God cannot handle the weight of our situation. However, even in our greatest seasons of heartache and strife or despair, God desires for us to draw close to Him. And I truly believe that God can handle every weight, burden, uncertainty, fear, anxiety, depression, worry, guilt, or whatever it is that we have. when we feel like we want to hold back from God, may we be encouraged to bring it all to God in persistence. The first thing that we see from the life of Hannah is this persistent prayer that she has, this all right, persistent prayer that brings everything to God. Are we a people that will be persistent in prayer to God? Or will we be a people that will say, Lord, I'm not seeing it yet, so I guess I should stop? Will we believe the word of God over some of the things that we see in our life? I must wrap it up in this conversation that we're having about the life of Hannah. We look into her story, and there's so much that we can be able to learn from there. The first thing that I mentioned earlier is just her persistence in prayer. Hannah was not about to hold back. She knew what she was trusting God for, and she stood firm in prayer. She did not want to allow any negativity. She did not want to allow any tiredness to really overwhelm her. But she just said, I will stand in prayer. And she prayed to the Lord in all the feelings that she had. Despite the anguish and the grief that she felt, she still brought it back to God, which I think is something so powerful. In actual fact, it says in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse 10, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. I'm just like, man, oh man, what a work that God had been doing in her heart. But the second thing that we see from the story of Hannah that I think is a lesson for me is we see how, remember how Elkanah had two wives. The first wife was Peninnah. Well, one of the wives was Peninnah and the other was Hannah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. And we see how in the moments while she was waiting and really trusting God for a son, her friend or her colleague, or I don't even know how to call her. The Bible actually goes on to say her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her rival provoked her, saying, where is your child? Peninnah would always just go and poke at Hannah, saying, where is your child? In verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 1, it says, the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, and her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. And whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, why are you weeping? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? And she was just absolutely anguished. Friend, I don't know about you. I don't know what you may be thinking about this particular situation where you think about this pressure that she is experiencing from outside, where people around her were really opposing what she was believing. Hannah was taunted initially for being barren by Elkanah's second wife, Peninnah, for many years. And she wept because she was just like, man, oh man, I can't take this. I'm really trusting God for this. And I don't know, there's something about this position and this posture of Hannah that we can take a note and learn from her. Because although her circumstances were overwhelming and she could have easily lost hope, she resolved to be victorious in Christ Jesus. She held on firm to what she believed. In 1 Samuel chapter number 2, she says, my heart rejoices in the Lord, and the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. Friend, maybe this is something we can think about, that when we face these difficult seasons or relationships that seem unbearable, that seem hopeless, let us be encouraged by Hannah's commitment, Hannah's conviction to trust in God, to speak life and victory over our circumstances, that we ought to be a people that would say, hey, even when we are distracted by opposition, by negativity, or even ourselves, self-doubt that will come in. Remember earlier on, there was that song speaking about, Lord, help my unbelief, even our own unbelief. May we be a people that will come and say, we can resolve to see God's word for renewed hope and walk in the victory that is found in Christ Jesus. Hannah shows us this beautiful picture when she's touted and provoked constantly, that she chooses to say, my mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. Finally, friend, we see this dedication to the Lord, how Hannah dedicates Samuel to the Lord. And I think for me in that moment, it's just like a moment of saying, Kosi, how often do you take these blessings of God and give them back to God? I'm almost done. Please don't get angry at me now. I'm almost out of here. But friend, perhaps this is a moment for us to pause and say, Lord, I keep praying to you and trusting you for so many things, but how often do I, after receiving these things, give them back to you and offer it back to you? This job that I have, how often do I give it back to you? This marriage that I have, how often do I give it back to God? This provision, these business ideas, these opportunities to be able to grow and to multiply my children, or even my relationships with friends, my business, my work, my studies. How often do I take that which I have that the Lord has blessed me with and give it back to God? Hannah is such an example of showing us keeping to her vow by bringing to the Lord what she had received from the Lord. Friend, I pray that as you look into the life of Hannah, you will, one, be encouraged to be persistent in prayer in whatever form and place you find yourself, not holding back or sugarcoating, even in your anguish, grief, and bitter weeping. And number two, that we might be able to look into the life of Hannah and be finding encouragement for those moments where we face opposition or even ourselves in self-doubt and unbelief, that we might be persistent in believing God. And third and final thing, that we might look into the life of Hannah and see the reminder of being able to go back to God after we receive the blessing from Him and give it back to Him. It's all His anyway, and we give it back to Him to glorify Him.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.